For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. James Haskell, Glenn Martin, here to talk about one thing and one thing only, and that is Double O, Adafe Owe. I'm excited to get everyone's take about this, and we're excited to dig into it. Of course, there's been some news you can see by the title. But before we talk about all things Adafe Owe, make sure you take a second, hit the subscribe button, turn your notifications, give us a like if you're enjoying the content, all of the above. That way you can get more of it. We greatly appreciate it. It's a really easy way for you guys to support the show. All that being said, Adafe Owe and the Baltimore Ravens had a bit of a transaction. Mm-hmm. Glenn, what's going on here, man?
Yeah, the time was up on the Ravens to make a decision on whether or not they would pick up Adafe Owe's fifth-year option, seeing as though he was a first-round draft pick. The team has exercised that option, so they have decided to pick up that fifth year, ensuring that he will be on this team through at least the 2025 season. So not just this upcoming season, but the following. And what that's going to cost the Ravens is $13.2 million in that final 2025 season, which, you know, some people were kind of unsure about whether or not he would get that. Him and Rashad Bateman were both eligible this year. We saw Rashad Bateman sign a contract extension with some later details coming out that he was not eligible for his fifth-year option. But Adafe Owe was, and the Ravens decided to pick up that option, despite the fact that some have said his statistics have not quite lived up to where he was drafted. I will say that looks like last season he had 5 sacks, 12 QB hits in 13 games. Productive year. Did miss 4 games due to injury, but did get 5 sacks and have 12 quarterback hits. Some say that's not enough to get that that fifth-year option. But, Jimmy, it's a tough call for teams when they, you know, if it's not obvious, you know, crazy production. When it's a guy like Adafe who's has shown flashes, he's had moments where he's certainly been impressive, but he's also, you know, called a lot of criticism from the fan base for not putting up the numbers. When you saw that the Ravens were ultimately deciding to pick up that fifth-year option, what was your first thoughts?
What do you think were my first thoughts?
I have a feeling you probably weren't thrilled.
I actually was okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay with it because it's like, to me, I think that there's enough to like wait and see. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at what this market is, and, you know, similar to the cornerback position you're talking about on defense, it's the higher end, you know, the higher ticket positions, right? Mm-hmm. And so it takes a lot to find the right guy, and then it takes a lot of money to keep the right guy. So to me, you give yourself as long a leash as possible for not only the player, but also for you to really see this thing through. And if you know it's not him, then you give yourself as much time to figure that out. So to me, this is not a longer commitment. It's just a wait and see. Like, okay, we believe in you, that the potential is there, and we've seen enough to give you this, but, you know, obviously there's not a contract in hand. So those are two different scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I wasn't shocked. I'm okay with it. Not that I really like Adafe and I'm all excited about him, but I also don't dislike Adafe Owe.
Yeah.
As much as I've bashed him in the past, we had a whole thing about this, and
first season.
Yeah. I was not anywhere close to eating a microphone cover. But the guy tries really hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some health issues that I think he's working on. He obviously puts in the work off the field. The things that I get mad at players about, Glenn, like, I think there are things that, you know, generally around effort and discipline and some, mm-hmm. Adafe doesn't have any of those things for me. Mm-mm. And so I can only be so upset at Adafe.
It's usually, right? Our frustrations are usually because we have such high expectations, right, and he comes this close to fulfilling those expectations, but never seems to actually, you know, get the quarterback on the ground.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I do think there are some signs that he's getting better. The technique is improving. And then Chuck Smith, obviously, I think had a part of this conversation. He was like, hey, certainly, give me more time with the kid. You know, I think that there's been improvements. So I'm okay with it. Odafe's made of the right stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm good with seeing what he can do with it. With
the I think the one big thing, and we talked about it at nauseam when he was drafted, is how new he is to football. And look, people are going to go, he's had 3 years in the NFL. I'm done here, and he's new to football. But this stuff takes time for them to get down. I mean, the margin of error between what makes a good player versus an okay player is pretty like there's not a huge difference. The nuances of the game, it's the details of the game. So I don't think it's ridiculous to think that this could be a breakout fourth season for him. Similarly to what we saw with a guy like Justin Madubuike, who absolutely exploded for double digit sacks. Now we saw a more consistent incline in Madubuike's career where thus far for Owe, we saw, you know, five sacks as a rookie isn't nothing to sneeze at. He dips down to three in his sophomore season, back up to five in his third year. We hadn't seen the consistent, right? But I think we definitely have seen many flashes that this guy could be something special. Certainly not a one trick pony, not a guy who's only good at getting to the passer. He's a good run defender. He's obviously got all the athletic traits. He's just got to continue to put this thing together.
Yep.
And if he does, Jimbo, if he does have that jump in fourth year, then that 13.2 is going to be a bargain.
Looking too bad.
Right. But if he doesn't, it's really 1 year to see. It's not like they signed this guy to a massive long-term extension. Now, the only question I do have, Jimbo, and I'm curious about is, do you think that they did offer any sort of an extension similarly? Now, I know Bateman, he had to go that route with the new information that's come out, but do you think they tried to offer him any sort of an extension, maybe even one that kind of voids that fifth year and exchanges it for a different value?
I mean, I think there was definitely a conversation. Part of the reason I think that is because, if I'm not mistaken, DK, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but with and Glenn as well, with the fifth year, that number is a pure cap hit, right? So that 13. So yeah, I think Eric probably came to him to try and figure out if there's a way that they can figure this out, right? So that way that he doesn't account 13 and change towards the cap in not this coming year, but the following year. You know, that would be great, right? While you still can, if there's a possibility to do so. So I think there was a conversation had, but, you know, can you really expect Odafe, who is okay at his position, to, I mean, it would have to be a sweet, sweet deal. And that's just not what the Ravens were that's not what they were going to offer at this time, right? So I think you can understand why both parties did what they did.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, right? Because they were going to try and get him on the cheap, and he was, you know, he knows that if he just stays healthy, stays consistently growing as a player. Look what Judon did, never getting double-digit sacks, paycheck-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So he's got to be looking at something.
And
like
he got
that.
His double digit sacks after he got that paycheck.
Right. So, look, I mean, I think that Odafe did the right thing, you know, from his standpoint as well. You can't be mad at him. Yeah, I think it's a good situation that they're both in. Now, he's got to go out there and prove it, but it's on him. Mm-hmm. It's on him to get it done. Right.
Yeah, now let me ask you what you feel about this room. So Adafe Owe, right? He's not going in. KVN is back. Kyle Van Noy. Still got David Ajabo. Jury's out on what that guy's bringing. They add Adisa Isaac, who I think he's going to help year one to the, you know, to what degree, I guess that remains to be seen, but I think he's got certainly the ability to help year one. And then they got Tavius Robinson. So again, Owe, Kyle Van Noy, Adisa Isaac, David Ajabo, and Tavius Robinson. And then Malik Ham. I won't leave Malik Ham off that list, even though we didn't see much from him in the regular season. We certainly saw flashes. What's your thoughts on that group? Like, you feeling pretty good of that group as a whole? Or do you think they should continue to look around and maybe add?
I mean, I think they should continue to look around, but there are two wild cards there, and that being Adisa. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Adisa. Yeah. And then also, what is David Ajabo going to be? What is he going to be? You know what I mean? Like, so some look, this is me outside looking in. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to stay positive.
There we go. Do it.
I'm not going to go there, but I just want to see some improvement and obviously some health, but I want to see some improvement in his physical output.
Oh, I knew where you were about to go. You didn't love the snippets and sneak peeks of these guys working out. It didn't look like Ajabo he didn't look any different, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, like, dude, yeah. Look, I'm off the field, it's like this. Let me tell you something really quickly. I won't go in a whole... if you're in a position that is directly related to revenue and you aren't bringing in a ton of revenue right now, you better have everything else in order, right? Like, your ducks better be in a row and the stuff that you can control. So if you're not on the field producing the way that you can produce because of injury, like, I get it. Everything, like, I would be neurotic about it. That's right. Just how I am, right?
Like, erase all other variables.
Yeah. Get everything else that's in your control honed in, dialed in, whatever phrase you want to use. And so, like, you know, if you're not on the field, dude, control what you can control. That's my thing, you know?
No, you're right. Because if he's doing what he's supposed to do, taking care of his body, that could prevent some of these injuries that he's been dealing with. And if he's not, then we're probably going to see more injuries upcoming when he decides, you know, when training camp comes along, if his body's not conditioned and ready to go. Yeah. So, but
at the very least, if he comes in looking like a Greek god, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he gets hurt, well, then it's not like a, oh shoot, he wasn't doing anything, therefore he got hurt type thing. Like, none of that conversation. Luck. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, but look, happy for Adafe. I think it's a win-win. No don't doubt. You?
I mean, look, Adafe is going to be able to, I mean, he already made generational type life-changing type money, but this is $13.2 million. That's certainly going to continue to change his family's lives and futures. But I think I'm like you, man. I think he's got what it takes as far as the work ethic, the want to be great. And so, man, I'm expecting a big, big breakout season. It also helps that they're going to be more reliant on him probably than ever when you look at the loss of Jadeveon Clowney and the fact that Adafe is one of the older guys in the room now, which is kind of crazy to think about. Crazy. But outside of KVN, I mean, you're talking about Malik Ham ain't the veteran. Adisa Isaac isn't. Tavius Robinson isn't. Sure as heck, it isn't David Ajabo. So outside of Kyle Van Noy, Adafe Owe is the old man in the room. So he's going to have to be expected to pick up a bigger role, not just on the field, but also in the classroom and in the locker room. So, yeah, why not, man? This is his year. This is the year we see this guy put it all together and stop being almost Owe and start being a Pro Bowler. Much like we saw from Justin Madubuike.
Let's go. Let us know what you guys think. I'm excited about your comments because I'm sure they'll be all over the place. Leave them below and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See you.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.